This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa says he's in talks with the opposition to try to defuse tensions over this week's election. Wednesday, at least three people were killed in the capital, Harare, as soldiers dispersed opposition protesters who have accused the ruling ZANU-PF party of rigging the outcome. European Union observers questioned the conduct of both the presidential and parliamentary ballots Monday, the first since longtime ruler Robert Mugabe was ousted from power. Elmar Brok is the EU chief observer.
The longer it lasts to count, the more lack of credibility comes up, that something will be forged.
Opposition Movement for Democratic Change candidate Nelson Chamisa said he won the popular vote. The Electoral Commission said the ruling party won most parliamentary seats. Protesters burned tires in the streets of the city and pelted riot police who responded with tear gas and water cannon, prompting Mr. Mnangagwa to denounce the unrest.
We hold the opposition MDC alliance and its whole leadership responsible for this disturbance of national peace.
An MDC spokesman said the police response was unjustified. The U.S. Wednesday imposed sanctions on Turkey's interior and justice ministers in an effort to gain the release of an American Protestant minister currently under house arrest for his alleged involvement in the 2016 failed coup. Andrew Brunson had been kept in prison for 21 months and is being tried on terrorism and espionage charges. Aaron Stein is an analyst with the Atlantic Council.
This is the culmination of long-term efforts to try and get this man, Pastor Andrew Brunson, released.
He said if media reports are true, Turkey reneged on a deal to gain Brunson's release, prompting the escalatory move by the Trump administration, which insists the pastor is innocent of charges. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence presided over a solemn ceremony Wednesday at Joint Base Pearl Harbor-Hickam in Hawaii for the presumed return of remains of Americans killed during the Korean War.
And we are gathered here at this honorable carry ceremony to receive 55 flag drape cases, which we trust include the remains of American heroes who fell in the Korean War.
The return of the remains was one of the pledges made by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un when he met in Singapore with President Donald Trump in June. More than 7,700 U.S. service personnel remain unaccounted for from the conflict fought more than six decades ago. The Trump administration is preparing to increase pressure on China over trade and economic policy by hiking the proposed tariff on $200 billion in Chinese imports from 10 to 25%. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The bottom line is the president's going to continue to hold China responsible for their unfair trade practices. This has gone on for long enough, and he's going to do something about it.
Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer in a statement said the higher duties are meant to encourage China to change its harmful policies and behavior and adopt policies that will lead to fairer markets and prosperity for the American people. China war and blackmail won't work, vowed to retaliate. Moroccan King Mohammed VI Wednesday sacked his economy minister and called for urgent action to deal with the country's social and economic unrest. Sunday, the king called for action to address reforms in education and health care. 2 years of sporadic protests have also targeted the high rate of youth unemployment. Investigators in Mexico have retrieved the so-called black boxes or flight data recorders from the wreckage of an Aeromexico jet that crashed shortly after takeoff Tuesday from Durango, bound for Mexico City. There were no fatalities, but most of the 97 passengers and four crew members were injured. The twin-engine Embraer aircraft took off in a rainstorm. Crash survivor Raman Parsa described the difficulty getting out of the wreckage.
It was pitch dark, and we started smelling a smoke. So we could not breathe, like this, smoking like that. We're trying to break the window with our legs, you know, kicking the window, trying to break it, but it wouldn't break.
Investigators said it could take months to determine the actual cause of the crash. Russia said Iranian forces have withdrawn their heavy weapons to a distance of 85 kilometers from the Israeli frontier in southwest Syria, but Israel has insisted all Iranian forces be pulled out of the country entirely. Trade tensions are seen as a cause that U.S. stocks retreated Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones losing more than 80 points to 25,333. The U.S. Central Bank described economic activity as rising at a strong rate. The Fed, as it's called, left a key interest rate unchanged. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. It is going to be old school, the African beat way. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi moko bala. Mario musalo be kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembie. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona na baye. Na boyiko baby sanzoto na matanga.
Kulinga kapesi bazaina mbongo Yoka ndenge azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basipe na mibali Yomoto zaina badiplon mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nino zako baby saka usambu sakombo nobo Mario Ah, nalembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zoto eko masembe sembe Oko pete gana zoka Lopi na sua maladia kanser Lobi tango na kokola yo kimi na ye Mario na baye Mario na lembie
Ba familia Mario bakanisaka Mario apesaka nga mosoro Nzoka nga moto na latisaka ye na lisaka ye na lalisaka ye Mario na lembie
Mario. Sous à l'eau la fusée, Mario. Mario, mon salaco bête la gâte banadi coco. Banangoya yo. Olingo beba mama mobokoli.
Bye. sapato ya coco olataka kaka mwasi mutasombe la kan.
Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the Great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gombu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gombu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you. Now who they hungry? Bobo.
I don't care.
Siva. Your mother go for farm. He no come where you say he come. Now who they hungry? Bobo.
I don't care. I don't care.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Don't forget, today is old school, the African beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jebate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jebate of Mali. Kito by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America. African Beats.
Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria.
Yeah!
Dirty Yo-Yo by the Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Alleluia by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat Fan Club around the world. I am David Vanden here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
African beats.